This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. After 20 years of unparalleled success together, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick will be back on the same football field tonight for the first time since Brady left for Tampa. Brady is now the quarterback for the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Bucs are in Foxborough to face the struggling New England Patriots. It has become something of a soap opera, and to help us explore the plot points, we turn to Boston.com sports writer Kyrie Thompson. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
So could you give us a quick recap, you know, for the uninitiated? Why is there so much drama over an early regular season game between two teams that do not compete in the same conference?
Exactly. Important piece of context there. In a normal year, this game probably wouldn't matter very much. But it does, because you have, you know, the greatest coach of all time, you know, against the greatest quarterback, you know, of all time, despite the fact that they used to be, you know, essentially married, but then they ended up splitting up. But basically what happened is, you know, Brady wanted to stay, or at least that's what all the accounts are. But Belichick is about as unsentimental as it gets when it comes to negotiating with players. And so he looked at Brady's advancing age, you know, heading into the 2019 season, and was just like, yeah, like, I'm not going to pay you for past performance. You know, if you start to break down because you're 40, you know, years old, like, we want to be able to move on. And so they offered Brady a contract extension so they could say, like, hey, you know, we did want to keep Tom, we did try, but in all honesty, it wasn't what Tom Brady wanted. He wanted more of a long-term commitment so that he could, you know, essentially stay here until the end of his career, and the Patriots weren't going to guarantee him that. So that's why, you know, Bill Belichick said this week when asked about it, like, hey, you know, we wanted to keep Tom Brady, but you know, Tampa Bay was a better option for him. What he didn't say was that they guaranteed him more years on his contract.
And, you know, looming in the background is this tell-all book that's set for release next week, covering a lot of behind-the-scenes dysfunction in the whole relationship of Belichick and Brady, and also Patriots owner Bob Kraft. Can you enlighten us a little bit?
Well, I'll tell you what, Seth Wickersham definitely knows how to time things up, you know, so he's, you know, dropping this book, you know, that It's Better to Be Feared, you know, that's the title of it. And essentially, you got to see, you know, one kind of shocking detail, I suppose, was that, you know, it sounded like, you know, when Brady knew that the time was up in New England, that, you know, he was going to go sign elsewhere, that he wanted to say goodbye in person, you know, because he felt like he owed that to Bill Belichick. And Belichick, according to the book anyway, declined an in-person meeting and was just like, let's meet over the phone. And I thought that that was, you know, amazing. And he said that in the book, apparently, that was telling about how far their relationship had kind of gone down, that they couldn't even get a face-to-face to end everything. And of course, Bill Belichick denied it, because what else are you going to expect him to do?
And what is the fan dynamic right now with Tom Brady? I mean, it's complicated. He was the hero, but of course he left. But then again, you know, he's Tom Brady. So what do you think? Will we hear a lot of boos? Will we hear a lot of Brady chants at Gillette? What's your take?
I got to be honest, I'd be surprised to hear many boos tonight. I think the sentiment is overwhelmingly Patriots fans stay Brady fans for the most part. I mean, and I think that you're going to see a lot of people that are, you know, rooting for Tom Brady to, you know, stick it to Bill Belichick tonight. You know, even though they are, you know, Patriots fans most of the time, I've talked to a lot of people that are just like, yeah, like, we're fans of two teams, you know, the Patriots and the Bucks. And now, you know, you got to kind of pick a side for a day. And there are some guys that are like, you know what, like, I want to see Tom Brady, you know, throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns because Bill Belichick did him wrong. You know, so there is definitely that part where I think a lot of fans are taking Brady's side in this, because, you know, there is definitely that perception that he wanted to stay and just didn't get the chance. So I think there are going to be a lot of cheers for Brady tonight. I would expect a little bit of a tribute for him. And that ultimately, when this is all said and done, Brady is going to remain, you know, as popular here, arguably, as he ever was.
And what do you, Kyrie, predict in terms of outcome tonight on the field and off?
I would say that the Bucs, even though they're not going to have Rob Gronkowski tonight, you know, he's out with a rib injury, they're still the better, deeper team. And the Patriots, while not necessarily a bad team, are still trying to find out who they are a little bit, you know, especially with their rookie quarterback, Mac Jones. And I would expect they're going to, you know, put a lot of pressure on Mac Jones tonight. You know, they're, you know, hopefully not going to hit him too much, but, you know, that's been happening the last couple of games. And so I think that, you know, the Bucs are probably going to win this game because, you know, they are just better, you know, and the more experienced at dealing with environments like this. And I think that, you know, there will be, again, some tribute for Brady, you know, something before the game, maybe at halftime, who knows. And then the post-game handshakes, they will happen. You know, he will have that handshake with Bill Belichick and, you know, maybe Robert Kraft. And it'll be awkward, but it'll happen because, you know, in the end, you have to give him that respect for helping co-parent this organization for 20 years and bringing them the six titles that they have.
Kyrie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Boston.com sports writer Kyrie Thompson.